Okay, back here at the Sun Dome, Dick Stark with Coach Ken Crawford, where the Linden Lions lead Mark Morris in the semifinals 21-13 at halftime. We now begin the second half. Linden in possession, come to Elsner. Elsner out front, around a pick there by Marsh. Hand back now to Whitman. Whitman trying to go into a crowd. Back to the basket. Turns, jumps, shoots. No good. Rebound grabbed off and taken here by Berger of Mark Morris. Here they come. Berger across the line. And only 4 points in the paint in the first half for Mark Morris. But now they're going to be at the line as they do go inside. I imagine they had a little talking to by the coach to start getting inside.
Yeah, I would say so, because they were 1-for-7 in the first half from three, and they need to get those the Berger brothers going and take them inside, and that's exactly what happened right here.
Tyler Berger at the line. The foul shot is up. It rolls and goes. 21-14 in favor of Linden, a 7-point lead. So Tyler, the 6'5" senior, shoots again, got them both. 21-15, a 6-point lead, Linden. Elsner come down across the line, over to Whitman. Whitman driving, scooping, nothing going, and he was fouled. And this time they don't call the charge. It'll be Whitman going to the line shooting two.
Yeah, again, the same thing. Linden doing a great job of getting through that first line of that 2-3 matchup, and makes Mark Morris have to make decisions, and this time it was a foul.
So Whitman waiting for the basketball. Whitman, a 6'5" junior, foul shot goes in. Boy, what did he bring to the team when he came back from the injury?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
22-15 now, Linden. Whitman spins the ball, second shot is up, doesn't go, rebound, grabbed off and taken here by Mark Morris. Valancourt with the basketball in backcourt, come over to Fritz. Fritz races across the line. Fritz in a double team, looks to the wing, comes down halfway. Now driving and shooting was, that would have been Garrett Berger. His shot's no good. Rebound taken here by Elsner. Elsner coming now. Zamora driving. Finger roll off the glass from 10 feet out. Sensational shot. 24-15. Linden leading it now by 9 points. Down the other way. Here come the Monarchs. Out front. The ball knocked loose and stolen. Fast break. Here comes Whitman. Driving. Lays it in. What a great steal and the quickness of Whitman to take it the other way.
Yep.
26-15 Linden, and now Linden's got him playing their game.
Another mistake. Linden with that press, like we talked about, it's to contain. Mark Morris is hurrying too much and making mistakes.
And now Linden gets the turnover, and they start coming back the other way. They still have possession. 6:30 left here in the third quarter of play. Elsner look to the right side. Cutter coming through. Whitman driving shot is off the glass and down.
A charge.
Wow. Another charge.
Coach Roper cannot believe it. Look at that look on his face. He just cannot quite believe it.
Four charge calls against Linden in this game. Usually you see one or two in an entire game. Now Linden in the backcourt with full court pressure. Ball comes over the right side to Tyler Berger. He drives and scores. Barger scores. 26-17 now in favor of Mark Morris. Whitman out front, looking for some help. Come over to Silvis. Silvis.
Another charge. Nope, called that one a block.
So a blocking foul now as Elsner came into a crowd. Yeah, it's something you just don't expect to see unless it's out in the open where it's one-on-one, and this is happening in a crowd.
Yeah, they're all going on all the way to the basket where these calls are being made. There's not been one outside yet.
So now Linden, cross-court pass, come in now to Elsner. Elsner out front, Silvis. Silvis likes to penetrate, doesn't do it. Out front, rotate the ball. Zamora come all the way down the right sideline. Now as they go to Heppner in the corner, here's Zamora. Three-point shot goes down. So Zamora gets it, 29-17. Linden, their biggest lead at 12. Here comes Berger into front court. And a foul going to be called here against Marsh, I believe.
No, it's, I think it might be Zamora.
Waiting to see. No, it's going to be Zamora.
Yeah.
Picks up his second foul.
Kind of a ticky-tack right there, but had to be called.
Yeah. Inbounds pass. Bergen drives, shoots, misses, rebound, back up, rolls and goes. Tyler Berger with that one.
Used every part of the rim there was right there.
29-19, 10-point lead Linden. Silva, skip pass inside. Nice turn and move by Marsh, and he was hammered as he went to the hoop. Marsh, head and shoulders left, then spun to the right, was fouled as he shot.
Every time you can get the ball that deep against that 2-3 matchup zone, you've got an advantage, and you're either going to get fouled or get a good shot, and that's exactly what happened here.
So Marsh will shoot. So James Marsh, 6'4" junior, the ball bangs out, no good. Marsh will shoot again.
Looks a lot like his dad did, who played for me way back when at Bellingham High, Jim Marsh.
And in and out, no good. Yeah, you took it. That was a team that went to the state tournament.
Yeah.
Now down the other way. Here comes Mark Morris out front.
Oh.
Berger got away with maybe shuffling his feet. Come to the corner, his brother, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, grabbed off. Linden had a chance to break, didn't take it. Elsner now driving. Elsner scoops it up and in. He was fouled, the basket counts, and Elsner will be at the line.
Looks a lot like his dad, Coach. Mike's on the coaching staff, and I coach Mike, too. It's like old home week right now for you and me, isn't it?
Oh, that's great. Good to see him.
Yep.
And, of course, Mike Elsner had a great career as a captain of the Western Viking basketball team.
That is correct. That is correct. Very successful coach in Nooksack Valley, too.
Yeah. So Kobe Elsner at the line, 6 foot junior. Elsner bounces the ball, spins it, shot is up, good. 31-19, 32-19 in favor of the Linden Lions. Down back court.
Oh,
having a little trouble with that full court press. Didn't call a charge that time.
No, happened to steal.
Now the ball knocked loose, and as Linden stole the basketball, a reach-in foul against the Monarchs. That'll be the fourth team foul against the Monarchs.
And I'll tell you, they have really, this press has really slowed Mark Morris down. They're not very organized. They're taking shots that are not in their offense, and Linden's coming down here in offense taking advantage of it.
32-19, Linden leads. State semifinals. The winner will play for the state championship tomorrow here in the Sun Dome. Elsner, back out front. Zamora, driving, tries to shoot. Ball knocked loose. He'll go to the line. Boy, they're sure drawing the fouls now as they go into a crowd.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Like I said, that matchup zone is very vulnerable if you can get past that first line of defense. Linden is doing a great job of that.
Labonte checks in here for Linden. Labonte, a 6'8" senior. Foul shot now is up and good by Zamora. 33-19 Linden. Biggest lead of the entire game for Linden. 4:24 left in the third quarter of play. Zamora, up and down. So 34-19 in favor of the Linden Lions, and they are in control of this game right now.
They really are, and I'll tell you, both Jim Boeheim at Syracuse and Washington, who run this same matchup zone, well, this is a nightmare for teams that run it when you get into the middle there.
Now out front, top of the circle, pass come to Valancourt. His shot, no good. Rebound grabbed off Linden. Nice outlet. It was Labonte with the rebound. Come down to Elsner. Elsner back out front. Now driving. Heppner puts it up. Won't go. Rebound. Struggled for. Players hit the floor. And as the ball goes out of bounds, it's going to be out of bounds to Mark Morris. Boy, they are really battling for rebounds.
All right. Coach Roper's making some substitutions here to keep, as you mentioned it before the broadcast, keep the legs fresh. And give everybody a little bit of rest, get a little drink of water, and they'll be back at it.
Silva's back in the lineup. Also, another new face. We'll pick that up for you in just a second as they come down the other way. Looks like Dakota Barr is in the lineup. So Barr with the basket is in the lineup with Linden. As the ball comes inside, foul going to be called against the Lions. That'll be the fourth team foul against Linden. There are six on Mark Morris, so Linden will be in the 1-1 after the next foul. And so now Mark Morris will inbounds. 3:41 left, third quarter of play. And they need to start making some moves to stay in this ball game before Linden really explodes.
Yeah.
Out front, top of the circle comes to Berger. Garrett with the basketball. Garrett back away, still with it. Garrett driving, shooting, scoring. And I think they're going to count the basket. He was fouled. Boy, that was an NBA follow-through, but if they're going to count it.
They're going to count it. And, again, you know what Mark Morris has got to do. They've got to get both the Berger brothers the ball and get some shots. And that time he forced it in was got the basket and the foul.
LeBounty comes out. Marsh back in now for Linden. 34-21, Linden a 13-point lead. 3:30 left here in the third quarter. Missed the foul shot. Goes out of bounds. I think it's out of bounds to Linden. It will be Linden's basketball.
We'll get their free throw.
So Elsner will be at the other end, taking the inbounds pass from Whitman. Elsner comes the other way. Now with the basketball on top is Silvis. Silvis with the basketball. Now Whitman. Look to the left wing, halfway down on the baseline. Marsh drives, tries to put up a shot. Looked like he was hammered going in.
Yep, that zone gave up the baseline, and James took advantage of it. Big first step to the basket and got fouled.
So at the foul line, James Marsh, the 6'4" junior, the foul shot is up, got that one. 35-21, 14-point lead for the Linden Lions.
Just get a sense that Mark Morris is just not in rhythm on the offensive end. And they're having to force shots, and Linden's doing a great job of cutting down their opportunities.
Second shot, also good. So Linden leading now, 36-21. Quickly across the line. Here come the Monarch. Shovel it underneath for a lay-in that is missed. Tipped up and grabbed off by Mark Morris. A tie ball as they rebound. And on the air, it'll be out of bounds to Mark Morris. 3 minutes remain in the third quarter. Dick Stark here with Ken Crawford as the Linden Lions and Monarchs of Mark Morris battle for the state championship game tomorrow night. And as the inbounds pass comes in, a turnover goes out of bounds to Linden. So everything going Linden's way right now.
Yep, and they want to maintain that as long as they can. Again, substitution rotation by Coach Roper. Here comes Mr. Elster back in the ballgame.
The bar goes out. And also Silvis goes out. Oh, Silvis is still on the floor, but he is standing.
Oh, yeah, he moved down to the end. He's going to take over the wing spot instead of the point guard.
Yeah. Okay, now Elsner comes down the other way. Elsner across the timeline. Elsner looking for Silvis. Can't go there. Back out front, Whitman. Whitman to the right side. Drive into a crowd. Nice give and go inside. Whitman scores off the glass.
Matchup could not make up its mind who to guard, and they paid a price.
38-21 now, a 17-point lead for the Linden Lions. They're flying high right now. The Monarchs trying to get back in. On the right side, Fritz. Fritz with the basketball. Coming over to Berger. Berger has it knocked loose. Three-point shot by Fritz goes down. Well, they don't shoot very often, but when they do, they seem to find the hole.
He's hit a couple of them, I think.
Down the other way, here comes Whitman. 38-24, Linden leads. Elsner right down the middle and lays up right off the finger roll for the basket. And a foul in the backcourt going to be charged to Zamora. That may be three.
You know, interesting comment you made early in the broadcast, Dick, about legs being tired. I get a sense that Mark Morris's legs are a little bit tired. All of a sudden, Linden's going all the way to the basket like Elsner just did for layups. And we're getting to the point where it can make a difference here.
You know, in the last game, they played just six players.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So now, coming in, Silvis, or rather Fritz. Fritz with the ball out front. Takes a three-point shot, and it is off the iron. No good. Tipped up. And good. Berger got a hand on it. I think it was a Berger. It was tapped up and in. 40-26.
It was Garrett. Garrett Berger.
Garrett Berger tipped it in. Here comes Elsner now. Silvis from the corner, a three-point shot goes down. He can hit it when he gets room, and Silvis was wide open and buried a three. 43-26 Linden. We have a minute 25 left in the third. Out front, come to the right side, looking for Berger. At the high post, shot goes up and down, And that was not Berger. That shot was taken by Rismoen. So Rismoen gets into the scoring column. 43-28 now in favor of Linden.
Tyler Berger's ready to come back in right away.
Now here's Elsner driving, or rather Silvas driving.
Another charge.
Another charge. That's the fifth charging foul against Linden.
And again, though, it's penetrating, going right to the basket, right in front of the basket. So they've got to keep that kind of intensity up.
A minute left here in the third quarter of play. Linden leads at 43-28. So now full court pressure again by the Linden Lions. And as they set up, now the inbounds pass. Come over on the right side to Fritz. Fritz up halfway, Rismoen. Rismoen back to Garrett Berger. Garrett with the basketball. Come to the right side. Garrett skip pass to the high post. Back out front to his brother, Tyler. Garrett hits a three. So it's kind of a backhand high-low game there.
Right now, yeah. Yeah, penetrate and kick back outside.
So now Elsner.
30 seconds left.
Look to the left side, play catch with it. In the ball game, Carson Bodie again. Playing out front with Elsner. And Elsner just letting the clock wind down here. They'll have about 4 seconds left on as they get to the end of the shot clock. Elsner driving, pump fake, shot is up, no good, rebound grabbed off, Mark Morris, here they come, and with 3.5, they drive, they shoot, they will not score as the klaxon sounds the end of the third quarter of play. Timeout after three, it's Linden 43, Mark Morris 31 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
It's one of our favorite times of the year, home show season. And nobody loves a home show quite like Judd & Black Appliance. We're celebrating in a big way with home show prices and 18-month special financing at two local home shows and all five Judd & Black locations. This Friday through Sunday, we're kicking it off at the Whatcom Home & Garden Show. Stop by our huge display and visit with our staff. Save big on refrigerators, laundry pairs, ranges, grills, and so much more. Deals you can only get now during our home show sale. Save even more on whole home packages. While you're at the Whatcom Home Show, enjoy beer and wine tasting sponsored by Judd & Black. Like I said, we love home show season. Don't miss incredible home show pricing and 18-month special financing at the shows and all five Judd & Black locations now during our home show sale. A local and reliable appliance store is closer than you think. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store, close to home. Online at JuddBlack.com and on site this weekend at the Whatcom Home & Garden Show.
Okay, we go to the fourth quarter of play. The winner will play for the state championship tomorrow. And the Linden Lions have possession, and they have the lead at 43-31. Dick Stark here with Ken Crawford at the Sun Dome in Yakima. Inbounds pass going to Elsner. So Kobe with the basketball. This is a young Linden team.
Very young. Only two seniors on this squad.
Only two on the whole roster.
Yep.
So on the right side. Now driving up the middle is Zamora. His shot's no good.
Another charge.
That's the fifth.
Sixth charge.
Six charging fouls against Linden. Never seen anything like it.
No, and again, it's all going up to the basket.
So that foul goes against Zamora. That's his fourth.
Yep. Linden's got to be careful here because even though it was a very, very good third quarter for them, they really only ended up outscoring Mark Morris by 4 points. And it's right now just a 12-point ball game. So they've got to be careful.
Plenty of time left, 7:42 left in this ball game. And now racing across the timeline. The ball is tipped loose and lost out of bounds. Great defense by Linden, and the Lions will have the basketball.
Yep. The press was effective again, and it sped Mark Morris up, and they made a mistake.
So now they have to clean up some moisture from the floor. They're doing that. Whitman will be coming into Elsner. So now as they mop things up, getting ready to go. And Mark Morris is sending some players down to go to a full court press.
Put some pressure on it. Looks like it's going to be man-to-man here.
So full court pressure now by Mark Morris as they try to change the flow of this game. They trail at 43-31 with 7:34 left in the game. So now, waiting for things to happen as they're still cleaning up the moisture. Now we're ready to go. Whitman trying to find someone to pass to. Come in now over to Silvis. Silvis back to Elsner, and Elsner will bring it up.
Mark Morris has gone straight man-to-man.
Elsner down the wing. Back out in front, Whitman. Whitman, Marsh, Elsner. Elsner with the basketball. Nice spin move. His shot won't go. Rebound grabbed off, though. Heppner back up and in.
Great, great perseverance there to go after that loose ball.
45-31 Linden. Quickly, here comes the Mark Moore. Three-point shot goes down. And it was one of the Burgers.
Yeah.
That was Garrett Berger with a long three-point shot.
And now you know why they are so dangerous.
45-34. Linden leads out front. Now driving with it, Silvis. Silvis come down the baseline. Marsh with it. On top it comes to Elsner. Elsner back away. Elsner to Whitman. Whitman down in the wing now. Silvis. Silvis looking to get cutters coming through. Seven on the shot clock. Driving. Here's Whitman. And he is fouled as he shoots. That'll be the eighth team foul. He'll be shooting two shots, but the eighth team foul against Mark Morris.
Both teams, eight fouls. We're going to probably see double bonus before we get to the end of the game here.
Yeah. Whitman's foul shot is up and down. 46-34. Still just a 12-point lead.
It's just a 12-point lead, and I'll tell you, with what we just saw Garrett Berger do, makes me a little bit nervous. But Linden will make the adjustments.
Second shot is also good. Threes can make you healthy in a hurry.
Exactly.
So now on the backcourt, come over to Berger. That was to Tyler Berger. Tyler Berger out front. Now at the top of the key, his brother, Garrett. Three-point shot goes down. That was Garrett Berger. And just like that, it's a 10-point game. 47-37.
Again,
6 minutes left.
Linden does not want to slow down here. They want to keep attacking.
Coming the right side with it. Now to Heppner. Heppner out front. His pass to Bodie. Bodie come now out front. Whitman. Three-point shot goes down.
There we go. There's the way to answer it. Brian calls a quick timeout.
Timeout here. And we're going to break for just 30 seconds. Come right back. We'll take a one-minute break this time with the score. Linden 50. Mark Morris 37 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Hi, this is Holly with Good to Go Meat Pies. I'm proud to say we have shifted completely to using natural, humanely raised meats without the use of antibiotics. Our grass-fed beef raised in Everson by Meadowfed Farms, our pork is from Carlton Farms in Oregon, and our lamb is raised in the Colorado Mountains, not imported. Better quality meats means great tasting food. Good to Go Meat Pies is making the right choices for the right reasons. We're in Everson and Linden and online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Well, back here in the Sun Dome, Dick Stark with Ken Crawford. An enormous crowd here tonight, Ken.
I'll tell you, you don't see very many empty seats, and if you do, they're up in the rafters.
So right now, it'll be Mark Morris inbounding after that three by Whitman. 50-37 in favor of the Linden Lions. 5:43 left in this game. The winner plays for the state championship tomorrow. Out front, left side. Berger with it. Come back out front to Russmeyer. Now here's Tyler Berger to Garrett Berger. Garrett Berger, fall away, jump shot, rolls off, won't go. Rebound grabbed off by Marsh. Marsh puts a bear hug on it. Gets it back out front to Whitman. Whitman, and again, Linden on the attack. Looking to go inside. Out front with it, Elsner. Elsner with the basketball. Back away. Elsner, come to Whitman. Now it comes down the left sideline. Silvis with the basketball. Look to the right side, Whitman. Whitman driving, spinning, shooting, and scoring. Wow.
Nice clear out, nice drop step to the basket.
Used a lot of English on the ball off the glass, 52-37. Stolen. Fast break, or let's see the call.
Nope, called a foul on the steal, but it was close.
Whitman was off to the races again.
And foul's on him.
So the foul will be on,
I think that's his fourth,
Clayton Whitman, the 6'5" junior. 4:50 left in the game. Plenty of time still left, particularly with the way those threes go down for the Garrett brothers.
Yeah. I like the way that Linden has answered that, though. They come down, hit a couple of layups, just like the last one, hit another three to match it. So far, so good.
Tyler Berger, foul shot is up and good. He'll shoot again. 52-38 in favor of Linden. 4:50 left in the game. Again, Tyler Berger with the ball. The 6'5" senior, foul shot, got them both. 52-39 in favor of Linden. Inbounds pass, come to Silvis. Silvis back to Elsner. Elsner will bring it up. Elsner kind of facing a one-on-one. Drives across the timeline, but a reach out. Foul going to be called on Tyler Berger.
Almost looked like a foul towards the end of a ball game. He kind of grabbed him a little bit. I think it was just because Elsner was going by him.
Yeah, and you wonder how Berger can match up with a quick guard Elsner. I mean, he's 6'5", trying to keep up with a very good ball-handling six-footer.
Yeah, exactly.
So Elsner spins the ball. Foul shot is up and good. 53-39 Linden. 4:40 left in the contest. So they'll shoot again. Elsner spins the ball. Foul shot up and down. 54-39 Linden. And the clock's still not a factor, but become one.
Yes.
Out in the backcourt, here's Valancourt. Valancourt with the basketball. Come to the left side. Driving. Valancourt goes behind his back, and a foul going to be called against Linden.
That was that could have gone definitely the other way, because the young man with the ball threw his elbow out to clear space, and the referee just didn't have the angle on that one.
Okay, and the foul will be on Elsner, and that will be his third foul. Now the foul shot is up and good. Valancourt will shoot again.
And there's going to be double bonus the rest of the way for both teams. So free throws, can become a factor if Mark Morris keeps going to the basket and getting fouled, because the clock's not moving.
54-40, a 14-point lead for Linden. 4:27 remains. Foul shot, rims out, no good, rebound Marsh. Marsh goes to Elsner. Elsner coming down the backcourt. And Linden, I don't believe he's going to slow it down. I think they're going to keep going after it. But something happened underneath, and a foul was called.
Yeah, a foul away from the ball, and I think it was on number 23 for Mark Morris. I think it was on McNally.
So McNally picked up the foul, and Marsh at the line. He just hit two a few moments ago.
Yeah, this is double bonus, so it can work both ways.
Foul shot is up and good. 55-40, a 15-point lead Linden. 4:19 left in the ball game. So Marsh bounces the ball, takes aim, second shot is up, got them both. 56-40, a 16-point lead for the Linden Lions. Come in the right side and back out of backcourt comes Berger. Berger with the basketball, drive to the right side. Kick it back out front to his brother. And now Tyler, they're looking for Garrett. Back to Tyler. And then Tyler to Berger, to Garrett. He drives in and scores. No, that wasn't Berger. That was Gibb.
That was
Reese Gibb, who just checked in. So Gibb got the basket. Now quickly driving the other way.
They've got a shot clock. The shot clock did not move, so they're going to have to reset the time here.
Yeah, Whitman was on a breakaway there, and will not get that breakaway as the clock was stopped. And now they're going to reset
Mark
the
Morris
shot clock.
Is going to take a timeout.
Timeout taken. We're going to break away right now and waiting to see if we have a 60 or a 30.
full.
It's going to be a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute where the score is Linden 56, Mark Morris 42 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
The heater's out again. What are we going to do?
Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating.
This house is so drafty, we're going to freeze.
Honey, it's okay. Let's just call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating and...
If there was only a simple solution, someone we could call.
There is one, and it starts with Cliff and Jeff and ends with...
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Call AirTech Heating? Yes, sweetie. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Call AirTech Heating and Hydromechanical at 734-5010. They're online at airtechheat.com.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Okay, we go to the final 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And now, Marsh was really pushed.
He's trying to foul on.
They're manhandling Marsh. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're trying to do it so no time goes off the clock. And so they're trying to do it away from the ball. And the referees, they're yelling at the ref, I'm fouling him. And the ref's not acknowledging it.
So what's the idea? I don't understand.
What they want to do is they want to foul before the ball even comes in bounds.
Oh.
Again, the referees, they're yelling at the referees, I'm holding him, and the refs are just looking at him like, what are you doing?
But with the double bonus, and they're going to call flagrant foul here, and Marsh will have two shots, and Linden will have possession. Yeah. Foul shot's good. Yeah. That's backfiring.
Yeah, it's backfiring because now Coach Backus is calling the official over to say, hey, this is what we were trying to do. Why aren't you guys making the call?
I have never seen that one before where... They intentionally tried to get a foul before the inbounds play.
Yeah. The rule states that you can do that as long as it's not just holding them. Well, they got to the point where they were holding them, so they got the intention.
Okay, now Linden coming inbounds. Long overhead pass come out front to Elsner. Elsner setting up the offense. And, boy, the referees are looking for Mark Morris now.
Yeah, so they just called another foul away from the ball. So I think Marsh is going to the free throw line.
Boy, that is just, you know, with the double bonus and everything, it just makes no sense at all right now.
Yeah.
And I think they're shooting their way out of the ball game here.
Yeah.
Foul shot is up and good. Marsh will shoot again.
Now, Linden went out of their press the last time they were on defense, Coach, and they backed off. Now they're going to probably back off and try to just contain rather than put pressure on. Let's see if that's what happens.
Take some air out of the ball.
Yep, a little bit, and then try to keep Mark Morris from having, or make Mark Morris work harder to get their shots.
Second shot is up. It is good. 59-42 Linden with 3:37 left in the game.
There they go. They're backing off.
And now across the timeline. Here come the Monarchs out front. Now it comes to Berger. Berger with the basketball, looking, come over on the right side to Fritz. Fritz is looking for one of the Bergers. Comes inside, ball knocked away and out of bounds. You know, it's so easy to focus your defense if it's only two guys that are going to shoot.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
3:18 left in the game now. And particularly late in the game when, all kinds of bad things can happen. And right now, that's what's happening with the Mark Morris.
Got another offensive foul, but this time on Mark Morris, an illegal screen.
I don't think they made friends with any of the officials with those tactics a few minutes ago.
No.
Inbounds pass come to Elsner. Elsner in the backcourt will drive across the timeline. He's in a double team. And now a foul will be called again. And now the Mark Morris players are starting to complain to the officials. And that could backfire as well.
Yeah, there's some frustration that's starting to go. They tried that. They tried to get the foul called with no time going off the clock, and now the officials going, oh, well, I guess you're trying to foul, so they're calling everything.
59-42 in favor of Linden. 3 minutes and 7 seconds left. Elsner's foul shot misses. I guess the hope was that they would miss their foul shots.
It must be, and then extend the clock, so there's no clock going off. But I'll tell you, Linden's doing a great job down here on the defensive end. Mark Morris is not getting easy shots.
Second shot by Elsner is good. 60-42, an 18-point lead. And time starting to run out now for the Mark Morris Monarchs.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a technical foul coming up here because Mark Morris is pretty frustrated with these officials.
Garrett with the basketball. Garrett thinking about it. He's well beyond three-point range for the pros. Drives into a crowd. His shot is rejected. Taken by Linden. Wow, was that Whitman that rejected it?
Yep, I think it was.
Got high in the air and just swatted the ball back the other way. And now another foul called against Mark Morris. Well, they wanted fouls called. They're getting them now. And at the line is a very good shooter in Blake Silvas, a six-foot junior.
I wouldn't be surprised, too, if Brian starts to take a little more air out of the ball because now he's playing. Linden's playing against the clock. They've got plenty of points. They don't need many more points. They want that clock to keep moving.
Silvas gets the first one. He'll shoot again. 61-42. Linden leads it. They look to be in position now to play for the state championship tomorrow.
Yeah, they've done a great job on, you know, great job on a game plan that the young men stayed with the whole game. Very effective.
That state championship game will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here in the Sun Dome. And Linden very well will be in it. It'll take a miracle finish now by Mark Morris to get back in, and it's not in the cards.
No, I don't think so either. Not the way that Linden's been able to slow them down.
So Silvas at the line. Silvas takes aim. Foul shots up and no good. Rebound grabbed off by Mark Morris. And so they'll come out of backcourt. Fritz down across the timeline. Fritz still with the basketball. Fritz driving. Fritz shooting and he misses. Rebound grabbed off Linden. And he'll come out of backcourt now with 2:24 left. And it's almost all over with the shouting now for the Linden Lions. Come down the right sideline. And driving into a crowd, Bodie scores. 63-42, Linden, a 21-point lead. Three-point shot, won't go. Rebound, grabbed off, and put back up from in close by Rismoen. He was fouled, he'll be at the line. So Rismoen at the line. A minute and 59 left. Boy, Linden just broke this game wide open.
They really did. They were very efficient on the offensive end, but I'll tell you, I really am impressed with the way they played defense on a really high shooting, excellent shooting Mark Morris club.
Foul shot is good by Rismoen. 63-43. And now coming into the game, Noah Walker, a 6'1" senior. With a minute 59 left.
Now Mark Morris is pulling their players now because they're going to have to play earlier tomorrow.
So now shooting again will be Rismoen. Foul shot is up. Rims out. No good. Rebound Linden. Come over now to Silvas. Silvas will bring it up. Silvas coming down across the timeline. We have a minute and 49 seconds left in this contest. The right side. Come over to Noah Walker. Walker with the basketball. Back out to Silvas. Silvas drives to the top of the key. Outlets back over the other way. Come over to Walker. Walker, Silvas. Silvas around a pick by Marsh. Marsh rolled off, looked to be open. They couldn't get it to him. Three-point shot, won't go. Rebound grabbed off now and taken by Hendrickson of Mark Morris. Hendrickson across the line, and now Mark Morris will call a timeout. With a minute 20 left in the game. And Linden leading it here by the score of 63-43. We'll be back in 1 minute here in the Sun Dome on KGMI and KGMI.com.
The Cascade Radio Group and Barron Heating partnered this high school basketball season to recognize prep players who made a difference in their games and with their teammates all season long. True game changers. At the end of the regular season, a school was randomly drawn, and the winner is Linden Christian. They received a $1,000 donation from Barron Heating to the school's activity fund. Here's John Barron.
Man, this has just been awesome fun. At Barron Heating and our whole family at Barron Heating there, and we just loved the fact that we could just follow the athletes every week and see what the game changer was going to be. And then to come at the end of the season to be able to actually take out a random drawing raffle draw the winning school than to be able to come out here like this and present it to Linden Christian Lynx. Both teams are going to state, both the boys and the girls. I'll tell you what, when you talk about game changers, what it is for us as our company to be out here to support high school athletes like this, we could not be more excited, and I just want to just do a shout-out to Linden Christian High School. Go State!
Congratulations to the Linden Christian Lynx boys and girls basketball teams, and thanks to Barron Heating for its sponsorship.
Okay, it'll be Mark Morris putting the ball in play. Comes in to a new player, Harris, Braden Harris, and as they come out front with the ball, a traveling violation, out of bounds to Linden. Inbounding for the Lions will be Jacob Kettles, a 6'5" junior.
You never underestimate the opportunity for these young players to get a chance to get into this environment. This is really good.
Yeah, they can tell the grandkids, I played in the state tournament. From deep in the corner, a three-point shot almost goes for Walker. Rebound grabbed off Linden, back up, no good. And then finally out of bounds.
Well, and on top of telling the grandkids, remember, only two seniors on this Linden basketball team.
It's so amazing.
These kids are going to get to be able to sit there and go, I played in the state tournament. I get a sense of what it's like. There's some value to this last minute or so.
Foul shot is good by Dakota Barr. So Barr got it. Labonte is also in there for Linden.
And as a coach, you love to get the young men that have worked so hard all year a chance to get a little bit of a feel for the thing. That's good.
That's outstanding. Now out front, also on the floor is Corey Parcher. Shot from the left side, no good. Walker gets the rebound for Linden. Walker outlets over on the right side to Parcher. Parcher will bring it up. Parcher come around to pick, drive to the top of the circle. 28 seconds left in the game. Come to the left side now, his pass to Dakota Barr. And then out front again to Walker. Walker with the basketball. He rotates the ball around. Come down the wing now to Parcher. Parcher with it. 12 seconds, 11 seconds. And then the ball is stolen by the Monarchs. But maybe a foul on the play.
Yeah, the Gage Hendrickson fouled about 10 seconds earlier and was frustrated that he didn't get the foul call. Now he's looking at the official going like, call the first one, will you?
Well, shooting is Noah Walker, the 6'1 senior, and he's in the book.
Now he's in the book.
You'll get another one. Second shot is up, rims out, no good. Rebound right back up and good. The putback by Kettles. Jacob Kettles horses it back up, so he's got a basket. 67-43 in favor of the Linden Lions, and that is going to be it. 67-43, the Linden Lions have defeated Mark Morris and will now play for the state championship tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll be back with more here in the Sundome in just a minute.
When you need excavation or underground utility work, you need the team at Honkoop Gravel. Their team of dedicated professionals knows there's no such thing as second best. Honkoop Gravel works with the latest technology on the job to provide accuracy for their customers from beginning to the end of the project. No matter what the project, whether you're a home or business owner, if you need earthwork, you need Honkoop Gravel. Honkoop Gravel, serving Whatcom and Skagit counties.
It's almost spring as the days get warmer and flowers begin bursting into bloom. It's the perfect time to escape to the sights and sounds of sunny Mexico at Chihuahua's. Shake off those winter blues with $3 happy hour specials, all-day drink specials, and more savings online with a dinner coupon. And Chihuahua's offers a Canadian discount too. Ask how you can save 10% off your entire bill.
Chihuahua's, the biggest and the best family Mexican restaurant in Whatcom County. Just two exits north of Costco, exit 262 in Ferndale.
McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's premier local petroleum distributor. Family owned since 1932, they've been providing top quality petroleum products matched with unbeatable customer service for over 80 years. If you're in the agriculture, industrial, or construction industry, McAvoy Oil is committed to your success. For your fuel and lubricant needs from bulk tank, construction site, or trucking fleet, see why McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's trusted petroleum distributor. Learn more online at McAvoyOil.com.
Hi, this is Holly with Good to Go Meat Pies. I'm proud to say we have shifted completely to using natural, humanely raised meats without the use of antibiotics. Our grass-fed beef raised in Everson by Meadowfed Farms, our pork is from Carlton Farms in Oregon, and our lamb is raised in the Colorado Mountains, not imported. Better quality meats means great tasting food. Good to Go Meat Pies is making the right choices for the right reasons. We're in Everson and Linden and online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
Okay, back here in the Sun Dome, right alongside me, Brian Roper, who is looking at playing for the state championship tomorrow. But first, let's reflect a little bit. What a great basketball game your team played.
We played a great defensive game, a little bit shaky, a little excited in the first half, kind of firing the ball up. But I was real proud of our guys, the effort, the attention to detail we went through in the walkthrough. They really did a nice job on their two scores. I know they got loose, and you saw, Dick, how good those guys are in the second half, but our guys were locked in defensively in the first half. You hold a great team, well-coached team like Mark Morris to 13 points in the first half. Your kids have done a good job.
Oh, yeah. Now, your guys always are pretty aggressive and like to take it to the hoop, but did you tell them to pick up the game going inside?
Well, that was the plan. We came out and kind of launched a few threes. Our guys are a little excited, get in this environment, and you understand that. But once we kind of calmed down and moved the ball and got some gaps and drive into them, we were able to get to the foul line and make some layups, and life got a lot better.
I had never seen six charging fouls in a game.
Hey, I shouldn't have warned the officials that these guys flop before the game because I think they must have been upset with me about that because, they do. I mean, that's what they do, and some of them were legitimate calls, but, it was great.
Some hugs going on here with Coach Brian Roper and that former player.
That's Brady Bomber. That's
my
guy.
Oh, that's Brady. For crying out loud.
I wanted to go watch some of their semifinal game, but we were busy playing a game. So he's our our point guard from 10 years ago.
I remember.
He's coaching the Linden Christian girls, and he's doing a great job with those guys.
Yeah, great job. Okay, well, Coach, tomorrow night it's either going to be Foss or it's going to be WF West. I know you don't care who it is. You're in the show. And how are you guys going to get ready for this one? Get them home early and get some rest, and it's a 3 o'clock game in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll watch probably the first half. The coaches will probably stay, some of us, and watch the whole game, and then we'll get our guys home, maybe put them in an ice bath. They're probably not real excited about that, and then have a walkthrough tomorrow and come out and play. This time of year, it's about rest and, guys being in a good place. They're excited. Fortunately, our bench did a nice job tonight, I thought, Dick, and So we didn't play guys as many minutes as we normally do, and those guys came in and gave us energy and made some plays as well.
Outstanding. Congratulations, Coach. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Dick.
Okay, the Linden Lions defeating.
Did you have fun?
Looking for the score right now. Mark Morris Monarchs, 67-43. We'll be back with some final comments and scoring in just a moment here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as ICO, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Your roof protects your greatest investment, your home. So when was the last time you got it replaced? Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and I'd like to invite you to call us for a free estimate. Because while we love the Northwest, the winter storms can cause damage to your roof. That results in expensive problems down the line. Get on top of your roofing problems before they fall down on you. Call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes for over 80 years. Online at westernroof.com.
The heater's out again. What are we going to do?
Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating.
This house is so drafty, we're going to freeze.
Honey, it's okay. Let's just call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating and...
If there was only a simple solution, someone we could call.
There is one, and it starts with Cliff and Jeff and ends with...
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Call AirTech Heating? Yes, sweetie, I think that sounds like a great idea.
Call AirTech Heating and Hydromechanical at 734-5010. They're online at airtechheat.com.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Homestead Farms Golf Club is cheering on Linden High School and Linden Christian as they head toward postseason. Go get them, Lions and Lynx. Homestead is a fun and challenging course with affordable green fees and a variety of membership options. Their new indoor hitting studio is great for club fitting, lessons, or just as an indoor driving range. And from February 18th to the end of the month, Homestead is offering free club fittings. Make your appointment today. Homestead Farms Golf Club. Find them online at homesteadgolfclub.com. LTI is a modern leader in the transportation industry. They're the leading hauler of liquid and dry bulk commodities and employ over 600 professionals, proudly supporting all of the communities they serve. LTI is growing and always looking to hire folks who share their strong ethics and traditional values of integrity, efficiency, and personal service. If you think you're the right person, take a look at their company and see what you're missing. LTI and Milky Way, serving the Pacific Northwest since 1947 and a proud supporter of high school sports. Visit them today at linden.com.
Okay, back here at the state basketball tournament, the state 2A basketball tournament, where the Linden Lions have advanced to the championship game now as they defeat Mark Morrison. Ken, you have some of the stats of the game.
Well, I'll tell you, it was true to form all the way through for Mark Morris. They shot 15 of 40 for the game. 11 of those shots. 11 of those shots were by the two Berger brothers. So there were only four shots taken by anybody else other than those two, and they were 11 for 25. Free throws were 8 for 12. The two Bergers, both Garrett had 18 and Tyler had 12. For Linden, different story. 10 different players scored. Leaders were Whitman with 21, Zamora with 18. Linden did what they wanted to do. They attacked that 2-3 matchup zone. They ended up going to the free throw line 34 times. So 22 of 34 for the free throws for Linden compared to 8 for 12 for Mark Morris. And if you take a look a little bit deeper in the stats, in the paint, Linden, 28 points in the paint compared to 12 for Mark Morris, 13 points off of Mark Morris turnovers for Linden. So great compliments to Linden. Their game plan was great. They followed through the discipline they showed both on the offensive and defensive ends. Now they're going to get ready. They got the less than 24 hours to get themselves ready to play for that gold ball.
And that will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll play the winner of the Foss WF West game. And that game is going to begin just in a few moments right in front of us here. So two great basketball teams. Trying to get to the Linden Lions, who they will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll come back with the final word in just a moment here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Kurt Mayberry Farm knows the value of community. That's because they're a fourth-generation, family-owned and operated berry farm in Linden that grows, harvests, and processes strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. It's also why Kurt Mayberry Farm takes great pride in being a committed sponsor of youth and high school sports, and they would like to wish the Linden sports teams the very best of luck this year. Kurt Mayberry Farm in Linden or online at kurtmayberryfarm.com. That's Kurt, M-A-B-E-R-R-Y, farm.com.
Hi, this is Josh from Carl's Mower & Saw. Our passion is power equipment. We strive to match you with the best in lawn and garden equipment for your yard and your budget. From generators to chainsaws, edgers, riding and push mowers, and even robotic lawn mowers, we have everything you need to maintain your lawn and garden. And new this year, we're excited to bring you the full line of Cub Cadet UTVs, from the Challenger 400 to the Challenger 750. For the best in sales, service, and rentals, stop by Carl's Mower & Saw today. We're off I-5, exit 263 in Ferndale, and online at carlsmower.com.
Homestead Fitness would like to congratulate the Linden and Linden Christian basketball teams for their trip to state. H-Fit enjoys being a part of the community and supporting our local teams. Homestead Fitness has been helping the community stay healthy and active with a large selection of weight equipment, plenty of cardio equipment, indoor-outdoor pool, unlimited fitness classes for all levels, child care, and more. Visit today and find out how they can assist you on your road to a better you. Staffed 24 hours, visit homesteadfitness.com or stop by their center at 115 East Homestead Boulevard.
Fulmer Food Service would like to wish the Linden Schools good luck at the state basketball tournament. They'd also like to thank the community for their support over the past 28 years. If you're opening or remodeling a new restaurant, let Fulmer Food Service bring their expertise to your commercial kitchen. From design and supplies to hood and refrigeration systems, Fulmer Food Service has everything you need for your kitchen, including the kitchen sinks. On the corner of the Guide and Badger Road in Linden, online too at fulmerfoodservice.com.
Hi, Bernie here from Westside Building Supply. You know, no two people look at the world the same way. Some are cracked, others lack energy, and others can be high maintenance. If you're in need of a sparkly new outlook, try Ply Gem Windows. You knew I was talking about windows, didn't you? A new Ply Gem window from Westside Building Supply is bound to change your view of the world. Energy efficient, low maintenance, and good looking too.
Change your view with Ply Gem Windows from Westside Building Supply on the Guide Meridian in Linden.
Well, back here at the Sendome now, Dick Stark with Ken Crawford. Well, how does it get any better than this? Three of the four Whatcom County entries in this state tournament will play for the state championship. Three of the four games for titles will be tomorrow going like this. The Linden girls will play for fourth or sixth. That'll be at 8 a.m.
Yep.
But beyond that, at 3 o'clock, the Linden boys play for the state championship. And then the Linden Christian boys will play for the state championship in the 1A's at 7 p.m. and the Linden Christian girls for the 1A championship at 9 p.m. So just doesn't get any better than that
for
our teams.
It doesn't. And when you take a look at Meridian, girls made it to the state tournament. Mount Baker made it to the state tournament.
Looks
says
correct.
Nothing except positives for Whatcom County girls and boys basketball.
Well, that's how things are going to wrap up here. Again, a great win for the Linden Lions as they go on now to play for the state championship as they defeat Mark Morris here. And I had that score written down, and I do have it written down. I just got to get to it.
Here we go.
67-43.
Yep.
And so that's how things wrap up here. I want to thank our engineer, Josh Young, for doing a great job. And Ken Crawford, always fun working with you, Ken. And a great win here for the Whatcom County teams. And that's how things wrap up here. This is Dick Stark for our whole broadcast crew. Good evening.
Thanks for joining us for Northwest Conference Basketball here on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include McAvoy Oil, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Mount Baker Roofing, Aaron Heating, Carl's Mower and Saw, Northwest Propane, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Unlimited Service, Westside Building Supply, and Western Travel Sales. Other sponsors are Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Honkoop Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Judd and Black, Meridian Equipment, Valley Plumbing and Electric, Little Caesars Pizza, AirTech Heating and Hydro, Walton Beverage, and Western Roofing. Hear Northwest Conference basketball all season long here on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.